It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And Trevor Christensen is my guest today. We are going to be talking about the annual Wiffle Ball Tournament, the World Series of Wiffle Ball that is played just a tad south of Valley City. Trevor, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
This is exciting stuff because when I was a kid, we got all of our neighborhood kids together and we had our own little mini wiffle ball tournaments and records were set and all of that in the backyard in the summer, you know, to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
It was a great, great pastime. When I heard about this, when I first came to Valley City, I was like, wow, you guys have taken it to the next level and kudos for you.
Yeah, it's been a cool thing, a surreal thing to see, you know, over the years. I mean, this will be our ninth tournament now this year. You know, we're coming up on that 10th anniversary that we were thinking we'd be a successful run if we could make it to 10 years in the first place, right? But it's been a cool to see it come from its humble beginnings of just, you know, in a backyard with just a white fence from the college here and now, you know, blown up to what it is, you know, this year, especially, you know, with some of the different things that we got going on.
Yeah.
And it's just been fun to see it grow year over year.
It's nice to get, you've been gotten media attention out of Fargo and that, not just us, but out of Fargo. It's been great.
We got some out of Fargo. We've had Colpack and Izzo out there before. Yeah. This year, we actually got reached out to two by Midco Sports. I think their Midco magazine might be coming out and doing a little story on us as well. So KVLY has always been good to us, the Valley News Live. So we've always got some good media attention, and I think that's what's kind of helped, you know, even grow the tournament even more.
That's great. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the date of the tournament, and then you got some big special event that you've never done before the day before the tournament.
Yep, so we're trying something new this year. So the tournament itself will be July 24th, that Saturday. And then the night before, we would normally just do, you know, a Hall of Fame induction ceremony, you know, where we'd induct, you know, one, two, three guys up, and usually would just turn into a big roast, really, of each inductee. But this year, we decided to do something a little bit different, do something to grow the tournament even more. And so the night before, we're actually going to put on a concert up in the parking lot of City Lights Supper Club, and Tripwire is going to be performing up there the night before.
Nice.
And it's going to be a cool thing. Basically, it's going to be an open to all ages kind of event. Going to be completely free to the public. It's really the way of the Bergen family and the rest of us at the Wiffle Ball World Series to, you know, give back to the community here. And all the funds that we do raise either that night or the next day at the tournament is going to go back to the Cheyenne Valley Community Fund, which is going to help a lot of businesses here around the area.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the venue. I forgot to mention that. It is at the Bergen family residence. How did it get there? And tell us why it's such a perfect venue.
Yeah, so Bob bought that house. I mean, he tells the story that he got the house with a big backyard so the kids could always play, you know, ball back there. And so he's always kind of kept this nice manicured lawn. And, you know, they've been playing back there since they were little kids. And I started coming there as I got a little older. And then basically we were just thinking about, let's put this tournament on and where do we want to put it? And like, why not just go back to the roots and do it in the backyard? And so Bob does a great job of, I mean, prepping that yard every single year for the one day that we get to come in there and destroy it, you know, and it really does become a field of dreams back there. You know, you don't really see it until you come around to the backyard and then it just hits you. And it's just this amazing, you know, kind of brings you back to your childhood kind of experience coming out there.
And then I was there, too, a few years ago when we had a helicopter flyover for it.
Yep.
And then we had like a Jimi Hendrix wannabe playing the national anthem.
Yep. You came up for that one, too. Yeah, we've had an Elvis impersonator come out there, do our national anthem. The helicopter flyover has been there for a few years as well. And we're always, each year, we're just looking for some little different way to, you know, increase the exposure of the tournament. And this year was that, you know, doing that concert the night before, which should be a really fun event.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that and how people, I don't know, can help out with that. Just if they're interested in this, if they want to contribute to that or just be a part of this.
Yeah. So right now, we are looking for more sponsors to be involved. And with all of our sponsors, 100% of the proceeds are going to go back to the Cheyenne Valley Community Fund. Obviously, we'll put the sponsors all up on signage, everything around there, not only for the concert, but for the Saturday event as well, the tournament. But yeah, the concert's going to take place, like I said, City Lights Supper Club parking lot. We're looking at 8 o'clock to 11 right now. Like I said, all ages. We're still kind of working out the details as far as parking and shuttles go, but we're going to try to make it as seamless as possible for people to come out there and really check out this cool, fun event.
Oh, that's great. Again, that dates again. Let's do the dates for Friday and Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. So the concert will be July 23rd from 8 to 11, and the tournament's going to be July 24th with opening ceremony starting at 9. And that's, if you're coming to the tournament, that's opening ceremonies is what you really want to see.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We were there. That was fantastic.
It was awesome.
So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Trevor, about this? Obviously, it's a passion of love for you and the Bergen family and many others.
Like I said, we're really just trying to get more exposure this year. So, like I said, one of the things we're still looking for is potential partners, you know, just sponsors for the tournament, which they can always find more information on that on the website, wiffleballws.com. And then also, if anybody wants to get this year's T-shirt, we also do a commemorative T-shirt every year, and we'll have an order form through GoPromo on the website as well. So if somebody can't make the tournament, but they still want to, you know, contribute because all the profits from the T-shirts as well will go back, they can get a T-shirt and also, you know, provide some support for the local community.
All right. Well, thank you, Trevor. And we look forward to the World Series of Wiffle Ball Tournament coming up on Saturday, July 24th at the Bergen Backyard. Everybody is welcome. How do you get there? You just go south of Valley City along the Catherine Road, and you'll see a bunch of cars and buses.
That's exactly right. You won't be able to miss it that morning.
That's the best way to describe it, right?
Yeah, perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, it looks kind of just like a mini shanty town out there that morning, for sure.
Thank you, Trevor.
Appreciate it, Steve.
This is Trevor Christensen, our guest and our voice of the Valley, which is brought to you by Moore Engineering.